It must have been an unsettling thing for Joseph. He feels that he has no choice. He cannot go through marriage. His fiancée, Mary, is pregnant, and he is not the father. But because of the authenticity of his love for her, he does not want to publicly embarrass her or shame her, and so he plans to dismiss her quietly. Just like the Joseph of Genesis, the Joseph of the Christmas story will also have a dream. God sends an angel to visit him in his sleep. The angel's mission is to reassure Joseph. "Do not be afraid," he says. "Take Mary to be your wife. Name the child who is conceived by the Holy Spirit, Jesus." And in a father naming his child, claims that child as his own. And so Joseph adopts Jesus. His name means deliverer. He will save people from their sins. What Joseph needs, however, is assurance that God is with him. He needs confidence that God is on his side, that he will have his support, that he will have God's strength, and he needs courage to be the father to the one called to be Messiah, Jesus. This fulfills what the prophet Isaiah writes, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. God is with us, even though we may not see him. God is with us, even though we may not feel his presence, even when we may not even believe that he is with us or trust in him. He is the God who is with us. This scripture fulfills what is first told King Ahaz in Isaiah in our first reading. King Ahaz is everything a king should not be by his description. In fact, 2 Kings says that he did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord. He did unspeakable things, including human sacrifice, even of his own son, and other destructive pagan practices. In other words, it may be even doubtful that he was a believer. And it is God himself who initiates this encounter and approaches him. He approaches Ahaz to propose a sign. The sign will be useful, just as signs are useful for us in our world, to assure us that we are on the right path and to bring us to our correct destination. Ahaz tells God, "Thanks for the offer of the sign, but no thanks. I will not put the Lord to the test," he says. It's a very religious sounding answer. It may sound pious, but he is clearly rejecting God's offer. He does not want a sign, but that would mean his life would have to change. Maybe we are more like Ahaz than we would like to admit. Maybe we are more like Joseph than we would like to admit. Both of them are reluctant. Both doubt God's purposes in the midst of their challenges. But Ahaz is especially stubborn. He will not believe. He refuses God's offer and even uses religious language to do so. We can also be like Ahaz, I think, either as individuals or collectively. Just think about all the religious activities we do during this time of year. And yet, we often miss the Christmas story itself, what it's all about, that God is with us. And he reassures us that he is for us and with us. We might even sound a bit religious and pious, but we miss the main point of it all, that God has sent us the gift of his son to be with us Or we could be like Joseph at times, not fully understanding God's purposes in our lives. We have days when we doubt. We have days when we don't fully trust God as fully as we ought to. And we need that extra nudge of encouragement, just as Joseph did. Or we need a challenge to our unbelief, as Ahaz did. We need that reminder that God is with us, our scripture says. We are surrounded by Christmas trees, Santa, reindeer, jingling bells, tearjerker movies, and familiar holiday music. And I admit I like a lot of those things. But how much of it directs us to the Christ child? Does it assure us that God is with us in the person and work of Jesus Christ? There is a real danger in doing what Ahaz does when he has God's offer, that is to over-sentimentalize this time of year. For some people, it is not a time of warm feelings at all. It may not even be a time of good memories. Quite the opposite, it can be a time of heightened grief, loneliness, and emotional pain. We need to know at all times that God is indeed with us in the good times and the bad. Materialism also threatens to cause us to miss the Christmas story. I think one of the most brazen ways this is done is to take a Christmas carol and to rewrite the words to sell a person's wares and their products. The gifts that we give to one another should point to the greatest gift ever given, God with us. That's why I love these stories of Ahaz and the story of Joseph. The original Christmas story is messy. The story before the original Christmas story, the story of Ahaz, is messy. We should not be surprised that our stories can often be messy as well, and that God meets us in the mess. God sends his eternal Son to an unbelieving world, a sinful world, and he gives to us even when we are ungrateful and not ready to receive his gifts. He takes the initiative to relieve our doubts. He is there when we are confused, and he sends his angels to reassure us. He does what Luther says in his catechism, the kingdom of God even comes without our prayer. He sends his Son, and he sends us his angels. He sends us his word, and he sends all of us to one another as signs to soothe our anxious souls. Jesus comes to hearten, to inspire, to encourage, and to comfort us. He comes to be Emmanuel, God with us. He is the one who comes to deliver. He is the one who is with us. And just as he came to a broken and sinful world before, so he will come again. If God is with us, if God is for us, Scripture asks rhetorically, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? God is with us. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or sword? God is with us, Scripture says. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Emphatically, God is with us. O come, thou dayspring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. And so we pray, even so, amen. Come, Lord Jesus.